You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
They are defined as pacific and tolerant by nature, but they are feeling they are running out of patience. Garifuna communities from San Juan Tela in Honduras are demanding the state intervention to put an end to the legal fraud they are going through, which is causing the looting of their ancestral territories. Decision makers, businessmen, and military officials. These are the actors identified by the Garifuna as the main responsible for the conflict, since they are the most interested in state speculation for tourism projects. The state promoters promise luxury hotels, condominiums, and golf courts, while the governmental authorities are closing a deal with the Inter-American Development Bank, which is willing to finance these projects. In a communique published on February the 14th, the Garifuna community from San Juan Tela denounced that the interests of a few are put before the collective rights of the community, despite the protective measures established by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. The background of this long-lasting conflict over lands is complicated. According to the affected people, there is a history of evictions, persecutions, threats, and unpunished crimes. There are also property files that disappear mysteriously from public offices and end up favoring the promoters of the so-called development plans for the regions, among them the Agrarian National Institute and the Organization of Ethnic Community Development. In 2005, Wilfredo Guerrero, president of the Committee in Defense of Land, was attacked and the events were never clarified. His home in San Juan Tela was lit on fire in confusing circumstances, although fortunately, him and his family were unharmed. In October 2007, Guerrero was arrested in his house by hooded men from the security ministry, and the charges which based his arrest were never known.
You're listening to Real World News.